tough night. He fought a great champion, a respectful champion as well. He's ready, and you know, it's boxing. You're caught one shot, and you're caught early. And he was doing his best to try to avoid anything early on, but I say you got to just come in with the shots, and I really didn't see the shot land myself. And that's what happened. You get caught, you get back up, come back to the corner, and I seen him, probably so he seen him, slapped him in the face just to make sure he was okay, you know what I mean, just to wake him up a little bit too. And he said, "I'm fine, fine." But say, I just told him, "You gotta move the guy to your left, keep moving to the left." But as I say, you know, it's different. And say the, I think, like the second knockdown, that's sort of the second knockdown, but you get leaned on that too by, you know, he was good at, when you knock it down, he leaned on you. And then when the final knockdown happened, the 10 second to the end of the round already sounded, so once you get back up again, you know, the round was over. Mm-hmm. And that's saying the referee made a bad call, but give him the minute, give him 1 minute, the championship of the world is not a novice fight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, respectful, I'd say the referee is, his father was a good referee too, but, you know, give him 1 minute, comes back the next round, he recovers, he gets knocked down again, it's over. You know, it's not an amateur fight, it's a world championship. And as I say, I didn't, as a trainer in the corner from, I didn't feel like, when he got dropped that last time, I didn't feel like I'm going to stop the fight or anything. It didn't even cross my mind. Because I thought, when I heard the 10 second thing, I thought, you'll get back to the corner, we'll, at least we'll get the talk again for another round, and then I'll stop it.
Andrade had sort of made a statement that he was going to make a statement. What does this sort of do for him?
For
Demetrius?
But Demetrius, you know, the guy that was a world amateur champion, he's 2-time world champion, professionally, the guy, you know what, the guy's one of the respectful champions I've ever seen in my life. He comes in there with Jason, he didn't need to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a respectful guy, and, you know, there was no bad mouth or anything going on before Fortin. And maybe that's why he's not the big name, but the guy can fight. You know, you have to have a bad foul mouth to be a big, big fight. He shouldn't, you know. So the guy, he wants to get them bigger fights, and Canelo and stuff, but Canelo's already, it seemed to be, Canelo's going to move up the cruiserweight at him and fight, so he's not going to get that fight.
In terms of Jason, where, you know, he's at a huge crowd here on the big stage, what now for him?
Well, it's not the end, but the referee, I hate when referees, I say I'm not disrespecting referee, the referee came in and seen Jason, but it was an early call, and say you looked in to fight another day, but what happens if you just discussed it with a boxer and you don't want to do it? And right now, I know how Jason feels, but you got people around him that cares about him, you know what I mean? And as me, I'm his friend first and foremost, and I've brought him to be the corner, I'd love to have more time with him, but you can't change anything in one day. And say I was yelling, make him move to the left, move to the left. But you can't do it if you're not doing it in the gym, you know what I mean? And he tried to do it, he did try to do it, because my wife even said on TV, you see, he tried to do it, and it doesn't look as bad on TV, she said, either.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he just got caught, and it's not a word for him. But, I mean, he may not like to hear this, but I would love him back over here. I'm not disrespecting anybody. You know, he was over here for a while, and I'm not saying come here to live. No, come for 6 weeks. You know, have a training camp, you get the sparring partner, you get this. Don't have to live over here. It's hard living over here, it is, but it takes you a while to get used to it. But you didn't like it over here, well, at the training gym. I'm not disrespecting anybody, but it was the best move in my life to come here and say, as a friend, Jason, whatever he does, I'm behind him 100%, of course. He knows that. I love him more than anything, I really do. Just the guy's a great guy.